KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A political scientist says the South African army isn't sufficiently equipped to assist in the situation unfolding in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
The SANDF is underfunded, under-resourced, but he doesn't have the real support, logistic and otherwise, from South Africa. So our troops are literally have been hung out to die in the Eastern DRC. And
Jackie Siliers is the founder of the Institute for Security Studies. He's been commenting on the recent deaths of 9 South African peacekeepers in the DRC last week. They were killed during clashes with M23 rebels who claim they've now taken over the provincial capital Goma. That's the provincial capital of North Kivu province. Siliers says this is why the rebels are there.
Many, many armed units, organized crime units, mercenaries, and a variety of actors involved in an area that is exceptionally rich in minerals, particularly so-called minerals for the fourth industrial revolution. Rwanda has been actively engaged in the Eastern DRC, initially because it was pursuing genocidaires, people that had been responsible for the genocide in Rwanda. But over time, Rwanda has gained significant commercial interest in the Eastern DRC.
The South African National Defence Force is reportedly planning to send reinforcements in, while South Africa's ambassador to the UN has called on the M23 rebels to immediately withdraw. The Community Policing Forum in Durban North says criminal activity has declined in the area despite the community's concerns about crime.
The past two shootings did have the markings of being specifically targeted at these individuals, and they weren't as a result of escalation of crimes such as hijacking, robbery, things like that. In overall, our crime stats do point that crime in the Durban North and Mshlanga area has actually decreased in terms of the severity of crimes.
CPF member Daryl Oliver has moved to allay fears following a murder in La Lucia last week. 53-year-old PRASA manager Jacob Kwaele was gunned down on Shelbourne Avenue on Thursday night. Police are still searching for his killers. Oliver has urged residents to stay calm, saying the incident seems to have been a targeted attack.
It's very hard when it comes to shootings like this that were very specifically targeted at these individuals to, you know, work on plans, to combat them, you know, when it comes to premeditated shooting. So when you do have a premeditated, almost like once-off shooting, it is very hard to deploy a resource to monitor that area when it's happened once and it's very unlikely to happen again.
And the world is today marking the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. Some of the few remaining survivors are attending ceremonies at the site of the notorious Nazi death camp. Auschwitz was the largest of the extermination camps and has become a symbol of Nazi Germany's genocide of 6 million European Jews. 1 million of them died at the site between 1940 and 1945, along with more than 100,000 non-Jews. Polish President Andrzej Duda has laid flowers at the site alongside survivors. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 29 this afternoon, Richards Bay 30. The top story, a political scientist says the South African army isn't sufficiently equipped to assist in the situation unfolding in the DRC. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.